Report: Organizers cancel some Minnesota No Kings protests after lawmakers shot. By Amy Furr on June 14, 2025. Some No Kings protests scheduled for Saturday in Minnesota have reportedly been canceled following the fatal shootings of a state lawmaker and her husband at their home early Saturday. Authorities with the Minnesota State Patrol and Governor Tim Walz, D., have requested that people not go to the protests. And organizers have reportedly said events that were not already underway in the state had been canceled, per care. The leftist No Kings events are protests against President Donald Trump and have been slated to take place across America on Saturday, per Breitbart News. The outlet said of the horrific killings. A Minnesota state representative and her husband were shot and killed in a brutal attack at their home on Saturday morning. A state senator and his wife were also attacked and shot multiple times in their home about an hour before the attack on the representative. Democrat State Representative Melissa Hortman is dead after a person allegedly wearing a police uniform shot her and her husband. The man, believed to be a police impersonator, fired on police officers who arrived at the home to conduct a safety check, CNN reported. The gunman ran back into the house and fled the scene. Police say the vehicle was a black SUV made up to look like a real police vehicle. Hortman served as the Speaker of the Minnesota House of Representatives. The attack on Hortman followed a similar attack on Democrat State Senator John Hoffman about an hour and a half earlier. According to Walz, the senator and his wife survived and were out of surgery. Police said the suspect in the case is Vance Luther Boulder. Per Breitbart News, reports indicate that Governor Tim Walz appointed the man to the state's Workforce Development Board in 2019. According to Breitbart News, flyers that said No Kings were found in the suspect's vehicle. The State Patrol shared images of the papers. The anti-Trump No Kings protests were timed to coincide with a military parade celebrating the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary, also scheduled for Saturday in Washington, D.C., according to Breitbart News.